poem is called Moving Again. At night, the mountains look like huge, dim hens. In a few geological eras, new mountains may shatter the earth's shell and poke up like stone wings. Each part must serve for a whole. I bring my sons to the base of the foothills and we go up. From a scruff of ponderosa pines, we startle gaudy swerves of magpies who settle in our rising wake. Then there's a blooming prickly pear. Jesus dead. What's that? Willie asks. It's like a yellow tulip grafted to a cactus. It's a beautiful wound the cactus puts out to bear fruit and be healed. If I lived with my sons all year, I'd be less sentimental about them. We go up to the mesa top and look down at our new hometown. The thin air warps in the melting light like the aura before a migraine. The boys are tired. A tiny magpie fluffs into a pine far below. And farther down in the valley of child support and lights, people are opening drawers. One of them finds a yellowing patch of newsprint with a phone number penciled on it from Illinois, from before they moved, before Nikki was born. Memory is our root system. Berna, he says to himself, because his wife's in another room, whose number do you suppose this is?